الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome once again on the fiqh segment. We will continue from where we left off last week. We had concluded with the conditions of salah, the various different conditions that must be met in order for salah to be complete. Together with this here, we also mentioned the namaz chart, the breakdown of each and every salah, how many rakats are there in each salah, how many sunnah, how many fard, etc. And we concluded with Isha salah having 17 rakats, 4 sunnah ghair mu'akkada before the fard, the 4 fard, the 2 sunnah mu'akkada as the stressed upon sunnahs that should not ever be left out, the 2 nafil, 3 wajib, and the 2 nafil after the wajib as well. It makes a total of 17 rakats. In the Jummah Salah, we find that there are 14 rakats in Jummah Salah. We have 4 sunnah mu'akkada before the Jummah Salah. Just as in Dhuhr Salah, you have there 4 sunnah mu'akkada before the Fard. Similarly, for the Jummah Salah, which is obviously read in place of Zuhr Salah, there is 4 sunnah mu'akkada. But obviously, because of the khutbah, there is only 2 rakats of fard that we read with jama'ah, where the qirat, the recitation is loud. As opposed to normally in Zuhr Salah, it is 4 rakats and the recitation is soft. In the Jummah Salah, it is 2 rakats, but the recitation is loud. The 2 khutbahs, they are obviously in place of the other 2 rakats of fard. After the Jummah Salah, after the fard, the 2 rakats fard of Jummah Salah, which we will read behind the Imam, there are 6 sunnah mu'akkada that should be read as well. Obviously, you don't read 6 rakats one time, you will read 4 and then another 2. So there will be 4 rakats sunnah mu'akkada and then another 2 rakats of sunnah mu'akkada, which will make a total of 6. And then after that, lastly, there is 2 rakats of nafil optional. There is no Zuhr namaz after Jummah namaz. The Jummah namaz obviously is in place of Zuhr. For the Eid Salah, we find that there are 2 wajib rakats with 6 extra wajib takbirs. The men folk will obviously be more familiar with this here. There is no azan or iqamat for Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha Salah, and no nafil salah before and after the Eid Salah. So there is only 2 rakats in Eid Salah, and those 2 rakats are wajib, and there are 6 extra wajib takbirs that are read, 3 in the first rakat and 3 in the second rakat. Janazah Salah, there are only 4 takbirs, there is no azan, there is no iqamat, and there is no rakats, meaning that in the Janazah Salah, you do not make ruku and sajda and qaida, etc., etc., but standing, you will make 4 takbirs. After each takbir, there is something to be read. After the first takbir, the thana. After the second takbir, durood sharif. After the third takbir, there will be the dua for the mayyat, depending if it is a baligh, mature person, whether male or female, there is one dua that is read. And then if it is a nabaligh, child, if it is a boy, there is a separate dua. If there is a girl, there is a separate dua as well. And then the fourth takbir is given immediately after which the salam is made. So that is the janazah salah. Taraweeh salah, there are 20 rakats, and this is sunnah mu'akkada for both men and women during the month of Ramadan only. We are familiar with the men coming to the masjid, but the women as well should be reading the 20 rakats of Taraweeh salah. The 20 rakats of Taraweeh Salah are performed after the Fard and Sunnat of Isha Namaz before the Witr. As we know, if we are reading in the Masjid, that after the Fard, there is a little time given for the 2 Sunnat. And thereafter, the 20 rakats of Fard, of Taraweeh rather, is read. And after the 20 rakats of Taraweeh, the Witr is read in Jamaat as well, immediately thereafter. As opposed to, normally we read our Witr individually. And the best time for witr is in the last portion of the night out of the month of Ramadan. But in the month of Ramadan, witr is read in Jamaat, and it is better to read it in Jamaat after the Taraweeh Salah. as opposed to the rest of the year when the witr is obviously should be read at the time of tahajjud. But obviously we all don't have the capacity. We should all try and endeavor to read tahajjud daily. That is before Subah Sadiq, and then read our witr. But if there is fear that a person will not wake up, then it is better to read that witr immediately after your sunnahs of Isha, in order to make sure that the wajib is done. A person can obviously still wake up and read the tahajjud later on, but we should ensure that the witr must be read before we sleep if there is fear that we won't wake up in time, because witr is wajib. And if a person misses witr, as was mentioned before as well, that there is a qada for witr. If a person misses witr, then he has to make the qada of that witr as well, just like a fard namaz. What are the times of the salah? If we look at the times for salah, we will find that fajr starts at Subah Sadiq, which is called early dawn, and ends a little before sunrise. Dhuhr will start after zawal, that means past noon, after the sun has reached its zenith, and it will end at the time that the shadow of any object becomes twice the length of the object plus the original shadow that was there at midday. Now, this we find is very easy for us nowadays, because all the times we find on our watches, we find it on our phones, there are perpetual salah timetables, etc., etc., guide us with regard to when a salah begins and when a salah ends, right to the very minute. So this is something which is very, very easy. But just for our general knowledge, Asr Salah will begin at the time when Zohar time finishes and ends a little before sunset. Maghrib Salah is immediately after sunset, up to the time of the redness fades on the horizon, which means that now this is when Isha Salah will begin. The time for Isha Salah, rather, will begin and will continue right till before Subah Sadiq, right till before Fajr begins. However, the fard of Isha should be read in Jamaat immediately when the time sets in, as soon as Azan is given, etc. And was mentioned a few minutes ago, that the witr, if it is possible, if a person is in the habit of waking up for tahajjud, then he should read his witr at that time. Or if this is not the case, then the witr should be read after the Isha Salah, after the Isha Sunnahs immediately, before we retire to bed. There are three times that are forbidden. That is at the time of sunrise, the time of sunset, and the midday zawal time. That is the three forbidden times where no namaz should be read whatsoever. After the Asr Salah till Maghrib and after the Fajr Salah till Ishraq, no nafil namaz should be made as well. However, qaza and sajda tilawat can be made at these times. But at the exact time of sunrise, sunset and zawal, a person should not read any salah whatsoever. We will continue now with the six fara'id in namaz. Now, people who have been with us with this program from the very beginning will know that the fara'id and compulsory acts is something which has to be carried out in salah, like it has to be carried out in wudu, like it has to be carried out in ghusl. That without these factors, without these compulsory acts in salah, there is no salah. The salah will not be accepted. As opposed to wajibat. Wajibat are necessary acts in salah that if they are forgotten by mistake, then it is possible that a person can make sajda as sahwa, which we will discuss a little bit later on. And this is a sajda of correction, to correct a wajib act that was left out unintentionally. But as far as the fara'id of salah is concerned, if any of these things are left out, then salah will not be correct and it will not be accepted. It will have to be repeated. So this is important, and especially this first one, and that is the takbir at-tahrima. So there are six fard acts or compulsory acts in salah. The first of which is the takbir at-tahrima, and that is saying Allahu Akbar. Now, a lot of people think that by simply lifting their hands up to their ears, or in the case of our sisters, up to their shoulders, that they now have entered into salah. This is not the case. If a person does not actually say Allahu Akbar and say that takbira tahrima, that salah, you have not entered into salah. You are not in namaz. And this is a very important point, because a lot of people perhaps are under the notion that by simply lifting their hands and folding them, that they are now in salah. You are only, the lifting of the hands and tying them is a sunnah act of salah. It must be carried out, obviously. But a fard act, which is the actual saying of Allahu Akbar, is what enters a person into salah. The second fard is qiyam, standing. This is different. If a person cannot stand due to some valid shari'i reason, then he may sit and read salah, etc. But qiyam, to stand and read salah, is fard. Qira'ah, recitation of at least three short ayat, or one long ayat, one long verse of the Holy Quran, at least at the very minimum. But this also ties in with some of the masail which we'll discuss under the wajib section, the necessary acts in salah. So this is just saying that there must be some sort of qirat that is made in salah for the salah to be valid. To make ruku', this is the fourth fard. So we had takbirat tahrima, the first, qiyam, standing, second, qira'ah, recitation of at least three short ayat or one long ayat of the Holy Quran, third. The fourth fard of salah is ruku'. The fifth fard of salah is the sajdas, both the sajdas, to prostrate on the ground. So ruku' is to bow the upper half of the body. Sajda is to prostrate on the ground. So this is the fifth fard. And the last fard is qa'ida, akhira, is that at the end of your salah, to sit so long at the end of the last rakat of any namaz that one can read the tashahud. To sit for the duration of at-tahiyyat, the whole of the at-tahiyyat, the whole of the tashahud. This is a fard in salah. Now, a lot of these compulsory acts will be understood better once we discuss the wajib and necessary acts in salah. But for now, if we understand these six compulsory acts in salah, that these must be carried out, and inshallah, then we'll explain a little further with regard to the necessary acts in namaz in the following weeks, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan once again for tuning in, and I hope it was beneficial to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your listening, and may He take us all from strength to strength and grant us a deeper understanding of deen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.